Good morning, it's Air Talk. I'm Larry Mantle. So good to have you with us. You just heard David Folkenflik on NPR News talking about the bankruptcy of the McClatchy newspapers, including three major ones in California. Coming up next hour, we'll talk with newspaper business guru Ken Doctor. He'll be telling us about what the future holds for McClatchy as the company moves from publicly traded to privately held, and what that's potentially going to mean for the journalism of the Sacramento Bee, the Modesto Bee, Fresno Bee, and the San Luis Obispo newspaper. But we begin our conversation on Air Talk this hour, focusing on Los Angeles County Measure R. Voters have a chance to decide on it coming up March 3rd, the California primary. It would expand the oversight authority of the civilian Los Angeles County Sheriff's Oversight Board. They have already been given subpoena power by the County Board of Supervisors, but this codifies and expands some other responsibilities under Measure R. Joining us to talk about it from the Los Angeles Daily News, City Editor Ryan Carter. Ryan, thank you so much for joining us. Give us a little bit of the backstory to this and what this change in the county code would mean, as opposed to what the supervisors did on those powers.
Right. Well, thank you, Larry. Just in terms of the supervisor's action on this, they'd be able under what the board has done to conduct audits. Or this is the commission, of course, mm-hmm. conduct audits, to do inquiries, monitor and research some potential problem areas, investigations, and I think what was interesting about some of the resistance to this was the sheriff's department and where that came in. Alex Villanueva was not particularly thrilled with the board's action on this.
Yeah, and we, in fact, contacted the sheriff's department to ask if someone would come on to speak in opposition. They were not able to provide anyone to speak with us on the program, and we, in fact, don't have a person who's formally opposed to this. We're going to hear an advocate for Measure R in a moment, but I did want to have you on to talk a little bit of the context for this. One of the other things I understand Measure R would do is would charge the Civilian Oversight Committee with lowering the population in the jail. Does it get into how the Oversight Commission would do that?
As far as I know, I'm not 100% sure on that. I know that the jail system in LA County has reported like an average daily inmate population of like 17,000 across several facilities, like eight facilities in the county, there's definitely an effort to try to decrease that through the measure.
Under the measure, it says it requires the committee in the plan and study to identify existing, proposed, and alternative options to arrest and incarceration for nonviolent crimes where mental health, substance abuse, and chronic homelessness are issues, and examine feasibility of reinvesting funds directed to jail expansion toward reducing jail population of mental health, drug-dependent, chronically homeless individuals. And I'm not aware of any ordinance like this or anything anywhere else in the country where you have a civilian board that is effectively charged with carrying out a specific, almost ideological approach to incarceration. Are you aware of anything comparable elsewhere?
I am not.
All right. Well, if you have questions you'd like to ask about Measure R on the Los Angeles County ballot, we're at 866-893-KPECC. You can also comment or ask a question on the AirTalk page, kpecc.org. As I mentioned, we have an advocate for Measure R. With us is Lynn Lyman, strategy and policy consultant for the Vote Yes on R campaign. That's the campaign that was set up originally to pass the measure. Lynn, thank you very much for being with us. Would this be the first of its kind in the country?
Yes. Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having us on. This is the first citizens' ballot measure in LA County that seeks to address criminal justice reform. And it's only the second citizens' ballot measure ever in LA County history. This ballot measure does two things. You alluded to both of them, but let me just clarify. It gives expanded legal powers, including subpoena power, to the current Civilian Oversight Commission. Now, remember, when the Civilian Oversight Commission was created in 2014, when it was first voted on, we, the community, the advocates who have been pushing for these kinds of reforms, we asked for the commission to have subpoena power. And at that time, the Board of Supervisors said no. They said no again in 2016 when they officially launched the commission. And as anticipated, the commission has been unable to perform its oversight function. The sheriff, particularly the most recent sheriff, has refused to comply with producing documents and other information. There's a big distinction between the subpoena power that we've included in Measure R and the subpoena power that you mentioned the board recently voted on. First of all, the board would not have voted on it if it had not been for the pressure of this campaign coming for several years. They laughed us out of the room when we first said we would be doing this 2 years ago. They said, quote, subpoena power will never happen.
Of course, that was under a different sheriff. We should mention that, because under Alex Villanueva, there's been so much bad blood between the supervisors and the sheriff. It is a different climate now.
It is, and but I want to remind folks that this ballot measure is not about this current sheriff. It's about the institution of the sheriff's department. And we know a few days ago, the former sheriff Lee Vaca went to prison over some of his violations. This current sheriff and his unwillingness to work with the public and with the board has actually helped our ballot measure. But subpoena power under Measure R gives the ability for the commission to use its own staff to investigate misconduct. This is important because what happens at the county is the county council always claims conflict of interest and then refuses to do the kind of investigating of its own departments. Understandably, they have to represent all county departments. So this way, we will not have that kind of ongoing roadblock we've seen with all attempts across the county, even in other departments like probation, to have some accountability. But furthermore, it can't be undone by another vote of the Board of Supervisors. This will enshrine subpoena power into law unless there's another vote of the people. It also expands powers like the powers to administer oaths. Right now, there are no consequences for lying in front of the commission, and so we do have sheriff personnel showing up and giving false information. That will now be considered, a violation and perjury. But the second thing this does, and you also mentioned this around the jail plan, the reason why what is required is a comprehensive public safety reinvestment plan. It is shocking that the county has not done this yet. We've been asking for this for a long time, as you can imagine. So this plan, the county will have 7 months to develop the plan, as well as a feasibility study for how they're going to do this, specifically reduce the jail population, especially those with mental illness, and reinvest the savings into treatment. There is nothing ideological about this. We have a severe situation with LA County jails, as you heard from Brian, average daily population of 17,000 people, over 5,000 of them suffering from severe mental illness. The largest mental institution in the country is LA County Jail. It is a long time coming for us to get a jail plan.
Let me give you a hypothetical. So let's say that the commission fulfills this mandate, if R is passed, and individuals with mental health challenges are no longer incarcerated, but there aren't the mental health resources to really help them. And so we see a spike in various types of crime, everything from quality of life to violent crime. How does the police commission come back and address that issue if they're specifically given a mandate to decrease the jail population and to make sure that people with mental health challenges aren't in the county jail?
Well, you know, Larry, the evidence just doesn't bear that out. We have evidence here in LA County over the last 2 years since the Office of Diversion and Reentry came into effect. They've diverted over 4,000 people, primarily people with mental health and addiction issues. And the rate of recidivism for that group is something like 15%. It is the lowest rate of recidivism for any other population you can look at.
And so, you're confident the resources and expertise and personnel can ramp that up to the huge numbers that we're talking about of people with mental health challenges who are incarcerated?
I wouldn't say I'm confident. I would say it's work that we all have to do. But we need to have a decarceration strategy in this county and in this country. When we look at dismantling mass incarceration, we have to remember that we have used law enforcement and prisons and jails as the way that we provide services to poor people and sick people. And so, yeah, we absolutely have to invest on our public health side, our services, our reentry programs, and we are. One of the great things about this campaign, Measure R, we were able to stop the construction of the massive mental health jail that they were getting ready to bring. And there was over $900 million sitting in a reserve fund for jail construction. When we threatened to sue the county and they canceled that contract, the first thing they did was transfer over $230 million over into the Department of Public Health and Office of Diversion and Reentry to provide more services. We've got to do more of that.
I'm sorry, because we're getting short on time. Does this potentially set up the civilian commission in a confrontational position with the sheriff, whether this or any successor sheriff, because there's a particular mandate to cut the number of people incarcerated, and law enforcement sees its job, at least in part, in putting people who commit crimes in jail?
I don't think it has to be a confrontation with the sheriff's department. I think that's really going to be up to the department. I think there are many in the department who understand that they can't deal with this problem alone and that they're not the best people to treat those suffering from mental health illnesses and addiction. And so I really invite the sheriff's department to be a partner to the Civilian Oversight Commission to provide the information to work hand in hand with that commission. It does not have to be an adversarial relationship necessarily, but it's likely to start out that way.
I want to thank you very much for being with us, Ms. Lyman. We appreciate your talking about Measure R and the Yes on R campaign here in LA County. We appreciate it. She's strategy and policy consultant for the Vote Yes on R campaign. Also appreciate giving us a bit of history and context to the issue of civilian oversight at the Sheriff's Department. Ryan Carter, LA Daily News city editor. The issue is somewhat different, of course, than with a police department, because police department, the chief of police is not an elected official. In the case of sheriff's departments, they are publicly elected, and that's led sheriffs to say the real oversight comes from voters who can remove us from office if they don't think that we're doing a good job. You're listening to AIR Talk on 89.3 KPECC.